right, on this Monday morning, we do have some special guests in with us this morning. We have Kylie Burnt and Beth Lechtenberg in. We're going to talk about Butte Pancake Days. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
You guys said it was a little busy. You had to keep your eyes on the road this morning, huh? Well, we had cows out where?
Just north of Eagle Creek.
All right, north of Eagle Creek, might be a few cows out, so everybody headed that way, be on the lookout. And, of course, we can't ever give a warning about the deer, but other than that, just always keep your eyes to the ditches, right?
Yeah,
we got it called in to 911.
So awesome, awesome. Well, Butte Pancake Days, that's right around the corner, isn't it? When is Butte Pancake Days? And it's going to be quite a celebration, isn't it?
Yeah, it's starting June 29th through July 1st is the carnival and kind of the big stuff, and then the 2nd and the 3rd of July, we also have stuff going on. So we kind of 5 full days, get everybody out of the house. I think everybody's ready.
You bet.
So keep everybody busy.
You bet. Well, let's start off. So it's going to be starting June 29th. So let's just kind of go down day by day and tell everybody what's going to be going on each of those days.
Well, Tuesday the 29th is the first day. So we start with the parade and the Community Bible Church's Spaghetti Supper. They do that every year starting at 5. So you can grab supper before the parade, go to the parade at 7. Then there's the kitty tractor pull, or pedal pull, I guess, after the parade in front of the courthouse. And then, of course, the big attraction is the D.C. Lynch Carnival.
Yes, always a good time to have the carnival.
Yeah, I think a good time for kids to run a little wild and parents to have a little break.
There you go. So Tuesday, June 29th is the parade, just so everybody knows. So it's always nice to, sometimes during the middle of the week, it's a lot easier for all the different people and businesses to get out and make it. So don't miss it Tuesday night.
Yes, and if you want to get a float, contact Cindy Schrotlin. You can do that. You can pre-register or even that day if you decide, hey, we want to do something, and our theme is board games. So people have been kind of locked up for a while and maybe been playing some board games. So we're just going to play off of that and see what creative ideas people have.
Awesome. All right. So that's all going on Tuesday, June 29th. Next day?
Wednesday, the 30th, is kind of, of course, still the carnival, and the museum is going to be open. The Butte Community Historical Museum will be open in the afternoon to walk through right behind the Catholic Church. So that'll be something kind of in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Wednesday is a little bit of a slower day, I guess, as far as that goes. Not a lot scheduled, but still there's stuff to do.
Yeah. And the carnival's still going on.
Yes, and the carnival, of course. So, again, kids will be busy, and there's the hamburger stand either at the bar and the golf course kind of on the midway there too. Okay. And the cafe is open. And I guess during those 3 days during the day, Julie Sherman there at Country Dreams is having her 7th anniversary celebration. So people can go to that during the day between 9 and 5 or her hours and grab some good homemade goodies. Beth will talk about what Julie has there.
Oh, she just has so many homemade, kids, blankets, baby gifts. People have so many talents around the area. So people that sew stuff. So she'll have her regular stuff, and then the baker's dozen goodies will be there. And I always love to pick up cinnamon rolls. Uh-huh. And oh, they're so good. The popcorn.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
So that'll be 9 to 5 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at Country Dreams.
Okay. That's Wednesday, right? Now we're on to July.
Right? Yeah, July 1st. Yeah. Yes. And again, the carnival, that'll be the last night for the carnival. And the community or the museum is open again that day. So that's kind of that day. And of course, you know, I forgot to talk. Wednesday is the free pancakes.
What
am I forgetting? Pancake. What sort of people, what promoters would we be if we forgot pancakes?
Her phone in there was going off. Yeah. Pancakes.
So, yes, that's Thursday at the community center on Main Street. Goodness, I would have gotten fired from this job. But, yes, so pancakes and sausage. So that's a big, obviously, kind of why we're all here. And that, I guess, as a reminder, they sent out postcards. Usually the men in the community do that. So just kind of a reminder, if you've got a postcard, please come help. We need all hands on deck. It's like any other community. We need your help, I guess.
Well, and it's at 4 to 7.
Yes.
We've done it from like a 10 to 2, just depending on
how pancake days falls.
How it falls.
Depends on what time of day. So, yeah. So we try to make it so you don't have to cook the whole time.
Perfect.
There's always some food. And the pie stand, of course, too, is every evening for the FFA. That's the alumni. So that goes to scholarships and jackets and trips and stuff that they do. So that's kind of a good little fundraisers here and there. And
I thought you said the parents are going to get a break. We're going to be working in the FFA stand and pancakes. So
don't tell them. They don't know yet. But no, and that's kind of, I mean,
that's
as far
Wednesday.
As, yeah, that's, yeah, and Wednesday and Thursday. Yeah. It kind of all rolls over into everything. And then, of course, Friday is, there's no carnival or anything, but we do have something new we're trying this year. Free roller skating for the middle school and high school at the Legion Hall.
Really?
So Kevin Pelk and Shaboom Entertainment is graciously donating his DJ services for the kids to have a little fun night there. It's free. It's not costing anything. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some drinks and snacks provided by those in the community and just kind of give those older kids a little something to do where mom and dad don't have to be around and just kind of a break before the fireworks, of course, because the fireworks is July 2nd, so Friday night. So that's a little change, too. We're kind of changing a few things up this year. And then the 3rd is kind of the end of our week with the famous tractor pull and pickup pull with the cannonball sled and then cruise night on Saturday night. So we...
Did we mention the NNTC will have the free Wi-Fi trailer there?
Yeah.
The 29th through the 3rd.
Yeah, the whole weekend.
That's really nice to have. I know I was doing cruise night in Spencer and they had it there earlier this year. And I didn't have to, I was able to upload my emails with my audio stuff just in a flash.
Yeah, and all those kids can Snapchat their friends there and tell them to get out.
That's right, Take your photos of you pancake days and get them posted.
Why not? So, that's a really nice service that NNTC offers, and so we're thankful for that. That's a good opportunity for everyone. And also, I guess the only other thing maybe, there is some entertainment at the Corner Bar in their good old outdoor beer garden. Mm-hmm. So we have the Sawgrass Revival. I've heard they're amazing. I haven't been able to make it, but that's a good live band. I think there's 4 members there that will be performing not only Tuesday night at the Corner Bar there, but also during the pancake feed.
Okay.
So that's a little entertainment there. And I know the bar will also have Dylan throughout the weekend. Mm-hmm. That will be June 30th, July 1st, and Saturday night after cruise night.
Okay.
So, trying to think of what else.
Well, a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
It's busy.
Yes. And the cornhole tournament is Saturday, too. So, if anyone's interested in that, you can sign up at the Corner Bar at noon.
We've got Pancake Days posters hung up around the town and
surrounding
communities. So, if you want to screenshot one, if you're walking by the grocery store or something, because there is so much on the poster.
It's full. And the Legion raffle. That will be, and they'll draw at the fireworks on the 2nd. Or no, during cruise night on the 3rd. Okay. I apologize. It's during fireworks. But so those will be around. And we would love to see everyone. Last year, of course, we didn't have a celebration because of the coronavirus. So that took away that. And the year before, we were kind of cut off from everyone after the flood. Didn't have bridges. So
we're ready to have a good time.
Yeah, we would love to see everyone kind of migrate back north again for a year and come visit us in Butte. We would appreciate it and love to see everybody's face.
You bet. And again, starts June 29th and then goes all the way through Saturday. So
the
way through the 3rd. And the fireworks will be on the 2nd.
Yep, out at the golf course.
Pancake feeds on Wednesday.
Yes.
The parade's on Tuesday.
Yes.
And the tractor pulls on Friday. No.
Saturday morning.
Saturday morning is a tractor pull.
Yes. And those posters are hung up. The weigh-in and all that will give details. And I know that's a busy day. That keeps my family pretty busy.
I bet.
Do a lot of that. So, surely there's something on here for everyone. They can find something they would enjoy and come visit us up in Butte.
Yeah, you bet. And a lot of fun. And we'll have the calendar and on the poster and all that on KBRX as well, so they can check it out there. And like I said, if you want to be in the parade Tuesday night and you don't get entered, just come up anyway. They'll find a spot for you.
Yes. Always. Yeah. The ladies are really good about that. So,
all right. Anything else this morning? What did we forget?
Our coffee at Handle Bend.
I think we about hit everything.
All right. Sounds good.
I'm sure if we didn't, someone will tell
That's
us.
That's right. And we'll be able to get it on radio here before. So
yes.
We'll make sure. So, all right. Well, ladies, we appreciate you. And we know it takes a lot of volunteers to make all this happen. And thanks to everybody and sponsors and organizations and everybody that all pitch in to make this happen, because it is it's 5 days of a lot of activities. Yes. But it's going to be good.
Yes. And we, like you said, we do appreciate all the hard work that went into all this, and can't wait to celebrate already.
All right. Beth and Kylie, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Scott.
Bet. Have a good week. Yep, that's Beth Lechtenberg and Kylie Burnt, Butte Pancake Days, June 29th through July 3rd.